shelter. But the little chicks can run under out of the rain or something.
I reckon they call it a little beady house. Beady, they call them beadies, or, you know, when they look small chickens like that.
Jim, you're a cook or cook?
I think a cook. A cook. Chicken cook, yeah.
Well, what about that piece of bones in the chicken that the children like to have so they can pull them apart and see how it breaks?
Oh, that's the pullet bone, I believe they call that. One get the biggest end, go marry for it. Is that it? That the way y'all played it?
That's what I want. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? The liver, the heart?
Liver and the gizzard is all the thing that you would eat on the inside of the chicken.
The inside part of the pig or calf is liver.
Pig.
Okay.
Well, you'd eat the chitlin, but you wouldn't eat nothing out of the calf but the malt. Or the liver, either one. The liver, you know, that liver is high price.
Okay. What are chitlins?
The chitlins? That's out of a hole. Mm-hmm. But you said the hole and the cave.
Yeah.
Well, you see, you'd eat the chitlins out of a hole, and then you could eat the maw, and then you could eat the... No, what the devil they call that now? Anyway, it's the hog lungs, but they didn't call it that. Well, forget it. I don't know what it is. I can't think what it is.
Likes?
Likes, that's what it is. The hog likes. That's it.
If it's time to feed the stock and do your chores, you say it's what?
It's time to go feed you up.
You wouldn't have a special word for that?
No.
Okay, how did you call cows to get them into the pasture?
Oh, well, they have different ways of calling cows in. Sometimes they have a cow by name, and they call them by the name, and they come in. They would know their name, you call them by the name. I know that from the little cows, I mean, that I had here, you know.
And,
her name was Mary. And she could be down there in the swamp or up there somewhere. And she knowed about the time I was going to call. You see, they're plenty of sense. She knowed about feeding time, you know, and just be listening out for you. I called Mary. Mary. Sometimes she'd answer, oh, we're down there in the swamp. And then again, she just come a running. You know, I'd be standing on the steps that call. I wouldn't know which way she was. She'd come and running and walk, follow me all the way down to the barn.
You have any more ways of calling cows besides the seven
others? No, I always call mine by the name.
What about calls to get them to stand still when you're milking?
Oh, you're telling the soul.
Okay. How about calling the cat?
I'd always call them by the name of, you know, when they're young, I'd call them calves. Call them just calves, and they'd come. See, all of my stock was pets, you know, just like the little cat for you. Pet. Which I had two, and I wouldn't give them no name. I'd just call them cats, and then both of them would come. Cat! Cat! He got his gut full now. If he's hungry, he'd be. See how his belly's sticking out of just this.
There's no way to
come.
Well, what do you say to amuse the horses to make them go left and right?
G and hard. I don't forgot, been so long since I plowed now. I don't forgot now which was right or left. Let's see. G is on the left, I believe, and hard is on the right. One or two of them, I don't know which one, I'll tell you the truth.